Anytime for Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. And we're joined today, as always, the last Wednesday of every month by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby. And Jason, things have changed just a little bit since you and I spoke there towards the end of February. I'm sure this is a challenging time, obviously, for healthcare professionals out there, and we're going to be speaking with some of them the next couple of days and into next week, but also a challenge for all of you there at the city and cities across the United States of America.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that just, you know, even our communities as a whole, you know, and that's you know, we can all go back to the end of February. I'd take all those little problems we had then over the, some of the challenges that we're facing right now, but it's definitely kind of some unprecedented times.
Okay, so what have you guys done at the city of Beloit in regards to dealing with the COVID-19 situation?
Yeah, I mean, some of the things that we really tried to do is obviously, you know, job number one in my mind, obviously, a couple of weeks ago was, hey, we got to make sure that, you know, this thing can spread, et cetera, that you know, we can provide those vital, you know, services that need to be there. I mean, we need to have electricity, we need to have water, we need to have capabilities to treat sewer, et cetera, some of those key things. You know, the power goes out, that we have people. So about 2 weeks ago or so, we really sat down and just developed a plan of how we would staff and how we would, you know, develop a rotation to just, again, limit exposure. I think, you know, having that, you know, that positive case in the community here a couple of days ago, well, it's unfortunate. Even that, I think some of us, and just kind of, you know, hearing through the grapevine, you know, that those tentacles spread pretty far and pretty quickly. You know what I mean? They can really reach out and touch you, and I'm sure different employers are seeing that, or are not necessarily struggling with that, but are rising to those challenges, because it just goes to show that, you know, those plans of how are you going to staff if somebody is exposed to it or has to quarantine, or those types of things. So those are the things that we kind of stepped up a little over 2 weeks ago to start addressing and coming up with a plan so that we were ready to implement that. A couple other things that, you know, we've been doing, obviously, is just trying to make sure that we, you know, close the appropriate facilities when we have, again, the limited exposure to those employees. And then also, even the municipal building was kind of one that we kind of shut down earlier on the process, especially because it's such a thoroughfare for stuff just besides, you know, city business. You know, you have the economy shop, which, you know, unfortunately, to shut it down, I know a lot of people use that as a resource, but a lot of people go through that every day. You know, the municipal gym, a lot of people use that. We have a lot of meetings down in the meeting spaces downstairs. So, you know, so those are some of those early actions that we took just to, again, try to help limit that to some degree. And then the kind of the thing that I've been trying to also work on the side here the last couple of days or so is just kind of trying to be an information condenser for folks. You know, I think there's a lot of information getting pumped out there, which is awesome. You know what I mean? It comes from a lot of sources, which is great too. And so I just kind of want to collect that and try to keep it as up to date as possible, you know, kind of taking some cues from some larger communities and so from some experiences that I've had with a previous disaster. So hopefully we can kind of keep that up to date, and it'll also be a nice look back for people and those types of things. So yeah, those are some of the things that we've been working on, and then obviously it'll be, you know, the challenge after this of helping get our community back up on its feet.
Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. This might not be the right question to ask you, but I'll probably ask other people of it as well over the next few days. Sure. But that is, what is your message to small business owners in general, with what's taking place now, and how can various entities help? And I know there's various entities that are helping. We're going to talk more about that in the upcoming days. But sure. what would be the message you'd have from your position there at the city of Beloit?
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same message I've been preaching to my people and anybody I come in contact with, and trying to live that by example, is just get creative and doing business with those folks. You know, it's we want to make sure we have businesses after this. You know, and that. So we're just going to have to really take it as a personal challenge, and hopefully this isn't a norm, but as we get used to maybe this new norm, and hopefully it's temporary, that we can settle in and conduct business with them and find creative ways to do those projects we have at home, or eat dinner out, or whatever it is, you know. And I think that, you know, exactly that, you know, we've got a lot of good people, you know, and some of those you're going to talk to here in the next couple of days that are really working hard to find, you know, creative ways to help. And I know businesses are being creative to find ways to help. And you know, something that we've seen time and again over the last few decades, and, you know, I've been able to be a part of helping in the world, I guess you could say. But people rise to those challenges, and I know they will in this instance as well.
What's the biggest challenge with this whole situation? Is it just trying to stay up to date because it's such a fluid situation? Something new comes out, it seems like every day, if not every day, every few hours.
Yeah. I think that's part of it. Is it's happening so fast, And I think the sooner that we can react to it, I think that's maybe where as a smaller community we might have some advantages in the long run with this thing. You look at the devastation of even New York City right now. There's definitely challenges there because it's such a densely populated area, and how do you deal with that? Whereas here, I think we can move really quickly, but staying up to date with that stuff so that we make those decisions because it's such a delayed effect. So I think that's what's really important for us, is the sooner we can implement those changes or whatever suggestions they are, hopefully it lessens the impact and we can open this thing back up right away.
All right, let's move on to what we normally talk about. What projects are you guys working on when the weather warms up, allows you to work on maybe some more stuff?
Yeah, that's always the balance. You want to keep working on projects. I look at some of the projects that we kind of had on the docket, and hopefully it's still kind of somewhat of a stimulus to our local economy, I guess is kind of how I look at it, because if we have some contractors in town that, again, follow the appropriate precautions, and hopefully, they're buying locally and buying at some of the restaurants, et cetera. So, we're still hoping to do that improve on 8th Street here sometime the 1st of May. I believe that the Safe House to School project, from what I understand, is still scheduled to take place sometime in April. So those are some of the exciting things that we have going on. We have our transportation department, which does mostly the streets, the curbs, the gutters, the drains, and stuff. We've really tried to implement those protocols, the 6 feet and those types of things, and keeping our distance and doing the right things. But we're basically just have little teams out there trying to do some of those projects out in the town that we can still do, especially since we're outside and able to do those. So we're trying to keep it, all systems go as much as possible, just to keep those projects moving forward. But it's definitely a challenge and something that, we want to be cognizant of, because I think it's going to have an impact on us locally, our economy. So we want to make sure that we're being prudent with that as well.
All right, what is the protocol now? If somebody wants to pay their bill, which, they might not want to pay their bill, but they pay their bill, how do they go about doing that? And then how can people stay up to speed with the latest information through the city city Facebook page and website and all that?
Basically, that's just it. Yeah, really follow our Facebook page. I put a lot of links on there. I think a pinned at the top of the page is that resource page. So, again, from small businesses to getting connected with your local news to, what's the current status on restaurants as best as I can keep up with it. It's going to have a lot of it. It's going to be a great start point for you. As far as interacting with the city, just give us a call, 785-738-3551, and we're going to be able to do a lot for you through the phone. And we've worked on that, made sure that we can, help you in any way, paying your bill online, paying via the phone. Worked with our credit card vendor. They used to charge a fee to the user, and so they had to rewrite their code, so we got that now, so we can waive that for the time being. And so trying to remove all roadblocks, since we have to be shut from public access, but a lot of things we've worked on to make sure that we either have online or can email you or do whatever, so we can conduct business as much as business as usual as possible.
Yeah, that's all we can do, right?
That's right. Yep.
All it can do. Well, Jason, we appreciate the time here today on Community Matters. I wish it was we were talking about what we normally talk about, but it is what it is. And thanks for everything that you do and staying on top of things for our community.
Yep. Well, thanks, Wade. And I'm looking forward to just working to get us back to normal afterwards. So.
Yep, that would be awesome. Jason Raby, our city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Tomorrow, we will be joined by a representative from Smith County Memorial Hospital. Friday, Christine Winkle, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, will be joined by folks on Monday. That's kind of a surprise secret there. And then Tuesday, Courtney Murrow, Mitchell County Health Department Administrator, will be with us to talk about all of this.